Next up is another one of mine, Rye Guy reading a Glee Act It crossover that I wrote. Take it away.
OMG, I can't believe it's finally finished. This took me 4 months, you guys. Thanks for all your comments. They are what keep me going.
Finn was sad. Not only did Kurt's dad kick him out of the house and punch him, but also his true love was with that one boy from the other school, that kid that was in Spring Awakening. Sometimes Finn looked at Kurt and caught him looking back. Their eyes would meet, lock. But Finn could never reveal his true feelings, not as long as he was on the football and basketball teams. Whenever Kurt would hit that high E note in defying gravity, Finn felt his pants tighten a little. Sometimes he even had to run to the bathroom to throw cold water down there. Then all the kids said he peed in his pants. Finn was lost in thought when he entered the school. Artie almost ran over his foot with the wheelchair.
"Why don't you watch where you're going, Four Eyes?" Finn said.
Artie looked sad because Finn was being mean. But at least he didn't make fun of his wheelchair like the other kids, so Artie shrugged it off and hummed a beautiful low note and also dreamt about dancing. Something seemed different today in school. Something in the air. Finn headed into the Glee Club space and was met with a scowl. A Sue scowl.
"Listen here, Frankenstein, I don't see any of your little cronies around, but my niece has just enrolled at school here, and I want her in this club. Got it?"
A girl of about 18 stepped out from behind Sue.
"What's up, bitch? The name is Faded Phantom!"
She smirked, and so did Sue. They smirked at the same time, in unison. Finn narrowed his sexy eyes. "Can you even sing?"
"Watch me!"
Then Faded Phantom opened her mouth and belted out the beginning of that one Beyoncé song that also has Lady Gaga on it. Finn's eyes began to water.
"Oh, wow, you're good!"
Finn winked at her knowingly, because he knew that with Faded Phantom on the team, they might be able to beat Vocal Adrenaline this year. But the only problem was how to get Rachel to let Faded have a solo.
"I know I am good. I've been singing since I was 2 years old. The question is, can you handle me?"
Finn nodded slowly and began to sing a really gay-sounding version of Pour Some Sugar on Me by Def Leppard. Faded Phantom joined in, and their harmonies sounded like nothing that Sue had ever heard before. She was even getting emotional.
"All right, kids, have fun."
And she left to go and yell at the Cheerios. All of these new feelings that Finn began to feel for the new girl made things even more confusing. First it was Rachel, and then that one time he almost slept with that one slutty cheerleader, then Kurt, and now Faded Phantom. His head was full of thoughts, what-ifs and the like.
"So where are the rest of my opponents?"
Faded asked with a grin.
"We are a team, not opponents. The real opponents are Vocal Adrenaline," Finn said.
"Well, where are the rest of my teammates, then?"
Faded asked sarcastically.
"Right here!" a kid with glasses shouted in a voice that seemed a bit too loud for a normal talking voice. "Do you have this week's song ready?"
"Dude, use inside voice,"
Faded said.
"I am just really excited to start," said the kid with glasses.
This was Bea McCauley, a transfer student from New York.
"All right, it looks like the gang is all here,"
Finn smiled and looked at the group. Rachel Berry, Artie, Bea McCauley, that one black girl, Kurt, The Pot, Tregatree, and Isle Monty. Then some extra people that aren't important to this story. The Pot stepped out in front. He was wearing a sleeveless shirt that showed off his physique. His strong fingers ran along the curves of his arms, and all of the ladies watched with anticipation at what he might do next.
"We need some metal music," he shrieked in a thick accent from Sweden.
"I really think that if we're doing a metal song, then I should have the solo," Rachel said matter-of-factly. "One of my dads used to be a groupie for Judas Priest."
"Well, I am the Pot, so I should have the metal solo," said the Pot.
"No, I think I should, because I won Sing It," said Monty. "I would like to do the solo, but I can't read so good,"
Tregatree said in near tears.
"It's so hard to be here!"
She brushed her hair back from her eyes and wiped the tear that finally came down her cheek away.
"It's okay, girl. Let's you and I do some killer harmony," said that black girl.
"You be my friend?"
Tregatree said, hopeful. She had never had any real friends before. This was her one big chance.
Yeah, sure, don't worry, TT, we gonna get through this together.
Then Trigatree and the black girl went to the bathroom to talk about boys and to get Trigatree cleaned up, because when she was crying, she had snot coming out of her nose.
Okay, enough, said Finn. We're not doing metal anyway. We're doing something with a male solo.
What?
Rachel, Monty, Faded, and Kurt all said in unison.
Honey, that is so not going to fly right now. We're 3 weeks away from sectionals, and let's face it, the male talent here is lacking,
Kurt said while he glared at Macaulay and the pot.
I think we should do something from an anime. Vocal Adrenaline has never done that before. Why not do the Spider Riders theme song?
Monty walked over to Finn and placed a hand on his strong chest. It felt strong and firm. She leaned in and whispered into his ear,
Spider Riders is a very nice show. It would be so worth it.
Finn closed his eyes and took a step away from the accent.
No, we are doing Can't Fight This Feeling Anymore!
What? That song is awful!
The pot bellowed at the top of his lungs while he posed in the vicinity of Rachel. Rachel seemed oblivious, though. She was too busy trying to think of a song that they could do that would ensure that she gets the solo. Then the three of them burst out into Diva's Lament from Spamalot. Kurt did some dancing in the background as well, but it was mostly Monty, Faded, and Rachel yelling at each other in song. Finn hurried to his drum set because whenever anyone sings, Finn has to play drums. The pot and Six Spades stood in the background and had a conversation with Artie. When the number was over, it was clear that Rachel Berry had pwned the others and that she should have the solo. However, then B. Macaulay burst to the front of the group and sang the most beautiful high note that anyone had ever heard in their entire life. Rachel's mouth hung open like she had not eaten in days and someone was dangling a chicken in front of her. Monty and Faded Phantom just burst into tears because they knew they would never get any more solos ever. Finn stepped out from behind his drum set and placed his hands on Macaulay's back, massaging it gently like he was making hamburgers from meat.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have our new soloist, Finn said, and then they all sang Don't Stop Believing.
The pot did a mid-air cartwheel because he was a really good dancer.
That was part one, guys. I might work on part two if I get enough comments. Even if your comments are only a few words, please comment. You don't even have to read this whole thing. Just comment, please, so I can write part two. Yeah, I am so excited for this!
All right.
It's picking up.
I don't know. I thought you did a good job on the narration, I thought. I didn't like the girl voice, but I didn't like your Faded Phantom voice.
Yeah. Faded Phantom voice was definitely bad.
The other girl voices were pretty good. You have not... To me, this was a lot better than a lot of the other people have gone so far tonight, though.
Uh-huh. And I only caught one typo mistake. I mean, typo correction.
Typo correction.
It's supposed to be Judith Priest instead of Judas Priest.
Judith Priest. Judith Priest.
What was the one part? Oh, when you had Monty go, she leaned in and whispered into his ear, Spider Riders is a very nice show, it would be so worth it. That was fucking brilliant how you said that. I was just absolutely blown away with laughter.
And I liked Finn's the triumphant, ladies and gentlemen, we have our new male soloist. I liked the way you read that line as well.
You had a lot of great reads on here.
And the thing is, you read them in a way that a narrator would read them, and not in the way that, like, it wasn't overacting at all.
Yeah.
Except for Faded Phantom's voice.
But, I mean, other than that...
Yeah, I thought you did a good job on this, Ragai.
I really enjoyed this. I don't have much to say.
I don't either. Good job.
Woo!